What's that? Did you get a new mobile?
Yep, cool, isn't it? It's a smartphone.
Which is?
I guess you can say that it's like a PC you can make phone calls on. It's got a built-in keyboard just like the one on a computer, so it's really easy to use, especially when you want to write emails. It takes me forever to write emails using those buttons on a Japanese mobile. The same smartphone that I used to use back home just went on sale here, so I thought, what the heck, why not get the same one?
How much did it cost you?
$98,000.
You paid that much money?
Well, compared to a normal mobile, it's so much easier to browse the web, and besides, it'll come in real handy when you need internet access, say, if you're on the train or something and you don't have your PC around.
If you can afford it, that is. I bet the packet transmission charges are going to kill you.
Not really. See, these things can be used at a wireless LAN access points, too. So when you need to connect to the net, you can just go to a nearby hotspot and you won't be charged.
It seems pretty tricky to master, though.
Probably because you're used to those local mobiles. Not me, though. If I only had access to our wireless network at the office, then I could cut down on the amount of charges even more.
But personal web surfing is prohibited at the office, right?
Yeah, right. Thanks for the reminder.